This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. This morning, former President Trump is again insisting that he had declassified those documents found at his Florida estate. Documents the Justice Department says in a new court filing were likely concealed and removed from a storage room at Mar-a-Lago as part of an effort to obstruct the federal investigation. The AP's Sagar Magani.
A court filing gives another indication of the sheer volume of classified records recovered from the home this month. More than 100 documents. The Justice Department says some were likely concealed and removed from a Mar-a-Lago storage room, despite Trump lawyers having insisted 2 months ago all the records were stored there and none were anywhere else. This month's search revealed some stashed in Trump's office. The filing says efforts to move and conceal the documents were, quote, likely taken to obstruct the probe. It shows investigators also focusing on whether the Trump team intentionally misled them.
A team of UN inspectors has been making its way toward Ukraine's Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant on a mission to help secure the site. Russia and Ukraine are again accusing each other of shelling the area around the complex. Jackson, Mississippi is holding classes for students online again today, as a continuing water crisis means there's not enough safe water. This follows heavy rain and flooding there that worsened problems in a water treatment plant. Bernard Smith lives in Jackson.
Actually, I always try to stock up on water supplies because that's stuff that don't spoil. In any instances, when you know you're in a zone where this happens, you don't just all of a sudden, you add to your supply.
Many around the world are remembering the death of Britain's Princess Diana 25 years ago in a car crash in Paris. She was 36. This is AP News. Mourners are also recalling Mikhail Gorbachev, the last leader of the Soviet Union. He has died now at the age of 91.
Mikhail Gorbachev, who steered the Soviet breakup, has died after a long illness at 91. Gorbachev had set out to revitalize the Soviet Union, but ended up unleashing forces that led to the collapse of communism. Though in power less than 7 years, the changes included helping to end decades of East-West nuclear confrontation. In time, his reforms resulted in the collapse of the authoritarian Soviet state and the freeing of Eastern European nations from Russian domination. President Joe Biden said in a statement, "The result of the Gorbachev era was a safer world and greater freedom for millions of people." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Bed Bath & Beyond, the struggling home goods retailer, is announcing a restructuring that includes store closings and layoffs. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.